has paid WGCH a broadcasting fee, and the opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the Good Living Show here. As we, again, do our show kind of remotely, it's kind of neat to see everybody in their own place here. Doing this show, and we're so happy to have a very special guest today. And we're going to talk a lot about how, one, this has affected our senior population and moving forward, because we're trying to now move forward, figure out how to best serve our older population, how to best meet the needs of people who may not have some of the technology to connect that other people do. So we are so happy to have Lori Contadino here with us today. She is the executive director of the Commission of Aging for Greenwich. She also runs the Greenwich Senior Center in her role. And we are going to talk more about how that has, one, the impact. And then we're going to move from that quickly into what are we doing now? How's that, Lori?
That sounds wonderful, and thank you for having me on your show. It's always a privilege to be here.
We love having you, and we love hearing about everything that you guys are doing. And I know it's been challenging as we've kind of come out of the last 5 or 6 months. Seems horrible to say that it's really been that long, but it has. Right. But I think we've certainly become more inventive as we've gone along.
I have to agree with you there. I will tell you that, like everyone else in every arena that we all operate in, and it's different and unique for every individual, in March, there was a call to action for all of us. And we had to immediately pivot in closing the senior center, of course, to really mitigate the spread of the virus, to enhance the safety of older adults. We closed the senior center in March, and we immediately went into this mode of, okay, so what can we provide remotely, and what is the impact of social distancing? Our greatest concern, and it remains a concern, that social distancing can lead to perhaps disconnection with older adults or a sense of isolation and loneliness. We have a relationship with Greenwich Country Day School prior to the pandemic truly hitting here, where they did a tech time program for us, one-on-one technology assistance with their students and our seniors. So Greenwich Country Day reached out to us early in March and said, look, staff is going to be teaching remotely. We have this robust platform. Let's create a program that we can connect with older adults. And the program is actually called Connect, where we connect our neighbors naturally through technology. And we worked with students and faculty and any older adult, and we actually had no residency requirement and still don't, because we felt that there are enough barriers, there are enough challenges. Anyone that wants to connect with another human being, although virtually, should be welcome and invited to do so. So we rolled this platform out, and we have exercise classes and travel logs, and it's really our virtual senior center, our senior center without walls. We help people troubleshoot to download the Zoom app, to get on Zoom, how do you raise your hand, you know, and all those nuances now that perhaps are more familiar to us than they were 6 months ago, at least for myself. I really hadn't Zoomed before. I had done other kind of FaceTime technologies or Skyping, but not Zoom. We found that this was really terrific. And I'll tell you, Michelle, you know, bringing tears to everyone's eyes, the first time that older adults were successful in getting on with video and audio and seeing members of our team, members of their peer group, it was very powerful. So over the past 6 months, we've expanded and strengthened programming. We hired our senior center instructors to teach the segments that they used to teach here on Zoom. We also now have, you know, because we're in this little, and I hate to call it a valley, but, you know, it's a little reprieve from the critical mass that we all experienced a few months ago. And thankfully, because we all, you know, just be able to let that breath that we were holding go and just, you know, settle down. But life is not back to normal. We know that. We know that it's still safer, especially for an older adult. So anyone 65 and older and anyone that has chronic comorbidities, it's still safer to be at home. And what are the long-term impacts of that type of social disengagement, right? Well, we try to reach out to folks because there are ways to engage, and it's not just through technology. So we've started a campaign to try to identify that low-tech, no-tech older adult.
That is kind of where some of the concern lies. You know, how do we connect with those folks that are, you know, have no technology access or have very little experience?
Right. Or they may not be comfortable. And, you know, we can't force, you know, a mode of connecting on someone. Right. So we're starting this campaign. It's called 299 to You. Our address is 299 Greenwich Avenue. And it is, a by-mail campaign. Our first large mailing will go out in early October, so the end of September, early October. It will include not only the full printed Senior Center newsletter, but the calendar of offerings on Connect, which is our Zoom initiative. And with Connect or with Zoom, you know that you have a choice of either connecting virtually, so you can use your video audio, or you can use your telephone. And I'm not certain that everyone knows that there is that telephone option. So you can listen in, and yes, you can't see everyone, but if it's a discussion group or even if it's a Zumba class, the instructors are telling everyone what they're doing for that person that is on the phone. So it's not just video oriented. So with 299 to You, we're also focusing on cognitive stimulation. We know that it's important to be mentally challenged, to keep your brain sharp. And, you know, we want people to be outdoors. We want folks to join in the programs on Connect. So we put together a variety of engaging, mentally stimulating things for people to do. And all you need is yourself and a pen or a pencil. Okay, so whether it is a maze, a crossword puzzle, we're trying to get folks to try something new. Either you do it by yourself when you have some, you know, downtime, or you call up a friend. You can, if you FaceTime or you Zoom with friends and family, it's something that can socially connect you. It gives you something else to talk about, because we're finding that also as experiences are diminishing, people have less to share as time goes on. They don't have those new things to talk about. And, hey, I went here yesterday, or I tried this. And so that's just one component of it. We're also trying to get essential information about Medicare D, about elections and absentee ballots, about anything that we electronically transmit to our wider audience through Constant Contact or the town website, and put it in the hands of the older adult that is not connected to any of those things. Utilizing the government access channel, Channel 79, is something new for us. And we did our first webinar just last Friday on getting ready for Medicare D open enrollment. And that was aired live on Channel 79. And we have a follow-up this Friday, the 18th at 11:30, live on Channel 79 and also live on our Connect program. So you can look at it in a variety of different ways, is reinforcing what you need to do in order for us to assist you during the Medicare D open enrollment. But like anything else, Michelle, we're trying to think of new ways of bringing everyone what we used to do. And it's challenging, you know, it really is.
So Lori, let's talk more about Connect a little bit. How yeah. would somebody get involved with Connect? So you say you're not kind of barrier to region. So it's not only if you belong to the senior center.
Right now we have not put, any residency requirements. And so there's a variety of ways to connect. You can go on the town website under Senior Center or under Commission on Aging. On our webpage, there's a button and you click that connect button and it'll take you to the live sessions. If you look on the website or the webpage, you will see the calendar of offerings. And then you can pick and choose when you want to click on that green button and connect. If you want to connect by telephone, the telephone number and the access code are on the town website on our web pages. You can call the Senior Center directly at 203-862-6700. And our receptionist, Dina, would be happy to walk folks through as to how to opt on to a program or a lecture that we're offering. Look, right now we have some of our staff is here in the office with me. There are four of us on site. We have one person who's remote, and we had, unfortunately, we have a few that have been put on a hiatus because our kitchen is closed. Even that, you know, it's important, especially as we go into the fall, to really be honest about what older adults are having difficulty getting. We know that it's not a financial issue, but it became an access issue. The ability to get the groceries, basic items at home. And that led us to creating a grocery program where we delivered 215 bags of groceries every Friday through a program that was funded through SWACA. It was CARES Act funding through SWACA. And that
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah. And that grant ended. Yeah, it ended
with
in
the kitchen closed. That would be a major thing.
Yes, yes. And so what we're doing is that I work with six other agencies within the town. So Neighbor to Neighbor and Jewish Family Services and so on and so forth, Department of Human Services. And we're always trying to identify not only the income constrained older adult, but the older adult that is fearful about going to the grocery store. Sure. Because we're not providing the transportation right now, and we used to transport folks to a grocery store. So how are you getting what you need? We embarked on a very ambitious project during the height of the storm, and that was, we called it our Hello Neighbor program. We, with 120 volunteers and your very own Lori Pensero and her daughter Maria, were actually two of our very valued volunteers, called in total 3,300 households in the town of Greenwich.
Right.
And we asked folks, how are you getting what you're getting? Is there anything that you need? Is there anything that we can help you with? And I would have to tell you that overwhelmingly, with a few minor exceptions, people were pretty well set. Neighbors stepped up to assist, with the Human Services Department and my department and with all of our agencies in town. You know, everyone really felt that they had someone, a safety net of some kind, family members, you know, coming in, dropping things off. But as we move into the fall, and, you know, we don't know, you know, my crystal ball doesn't tell me, you know, what's on the horizon. We need to prepare. And we have at least a little insight into, you know, some of the things that we need to focus on. But I would love to know if there are people listening in the town of Greenwich that are having difficulty getting basic groceries, because that's something that we can assist with. And I think for all of us, regardless of what community, you know, we work for or reside in, it's really important that we as a community come together. And I think that we've seen the best of the best during this very difficult time. I have more people calling to volunteer their time and expertise, and not even enough opportunities to give to all the volunteers that want to help. And it really speaks to, I think, that new sense of community that's been defined through all of this, how we do. Out of chaos comes something really beautiful. At least that's where I find comfort.
Absolutely. So I'm going to take a very brief commercial now, but we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more about Hello Neighbor, information that you got from that, and the $2.99 to you. I think that's really interesting. So we will be right back on the Good Living Show here with Lori Contadino.
When my husband was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, his doctor told us that he would soon need care and attention. They also told me it's important that I have support and not be Colin's only caretaker. We found a wonderful solution here in Fairfield County for both of us with Osborne Home Care. Their in-home personal care staff is specially trained to care for people with all forms of memory loss. And Hope, the registered nurse case manager from Osborne Home Care, is so good at anticipating his needs. She is also ready to help if his care plan needs to be adjusted. It's exactly what we both need to manage Colin's condition.
Osborne Home Care is an affiliate of the Osborne, the area's premier senior living community. Visit osbornhomecare.org or call 888-9-OSBORNE for more information. Osborne Home Care, Connecticut, license number 0000933.
We're back. Here on the Good Living Show, always bringing you amazing information, and today is certainly no exception. I thought it was really important to get Lori Contadino on to talk to us about what's going on in Greenwich, what's happening now. We've kind of, as she put it eloquently, kind of are making our way out of the storm, but what lessons have we learned and what has transpired to lead us into the fall and winter? So, Lori, before the break, you had mentioned that Hello Neighbor, it was a phone call survey, correct? Where you had many volunteers that came in that called.
Yeah, it was
people.
Just neighbors reaching out to neighbors. And we utilized members of our largest elected body, which is the RTM, the Representative Town Meeting, because they're already vetted individuals and residents of the community. And then to supplement the volunteer roster, reached out to the Senior Provider Network under the Commission on Aging and used representatives from the agencies that directly serve older adults. It was a difficult time to be able to vet new volunteers. And when we're releasing information about older adults that perhaps live alone, we did not want that information released, you know, to the general populace. So what we found out was the level of gratitude that the older adult expressed about receiving this call from a neighbor was just priceless. But I have to tell you, Michelle, that the volunteers got just as much.
I can imagine.
Yeah, and if in some cases more, you know, than the older adult did. And
well, we're all looking for ways to connect, especially
yes,
then.
Absolutely, so. Absolutely. And I've heard I made new friends during this time that I never thought was possible. Some of the volunteers shared that in speaking with a particular first person, that person knew other members of their family and they were connected in ways. So what started out as a, you know, a phone call to a stranger is somebody that was connected in some way with their family. And so yep. Such beautiful stories and testimonials. The few folks that needed some additional assistance, because it was a difficult time, as you well know, for caregivers that were maybe cut off from the support networks that they were used to that helped them care for the person they loved. And I don't mean that, you know, the services that they needed were not coming to the home, but it was all the other things that they needed. There was no reprieve from caregiving. It was a very lonely situation for many, many spouses or children that were caring for an infirm older adult.
And such a huge interruption in routine. And I think that's what I saw with my own parents, is what a huge interruption in their routine. And my parents are incredibly routine oriented.
Right.
Even when they go on vacation, if they're set back a couple of days, it really makes a big difference. So
yes,
I agree with you.
Even
with the caregiver is an issue.
Yeah. And I apologize for interrupting you, but I agree wholeheartedly. I'm a creature of routine myself. And I'll tell you that's a beautiful thing that you bring up, routine and structure, because think of the cumulative losses that we all endured, right? And so different for all of us, but yet still losses. And I had a routine that was working well with me. And then I had to create a new one. And I had to create a routine at home for a while, with kids at home, with a husband, you know, at home, and the dog. And so what Connect does, if we go back to Connect, is that it provides that routine. It provides a structure. It provides, you know, something to look forward to. So if you know at 10:30 every morning, you're going to do a Zumba class, or you're going to log on to a book club or whatnot, it really does give you that sense of, you know, this is what I need to do. And then, you know, the other part of your day is what you need to structure. We want to stay connected with individuals. If anyone would like to receive a regular phone call from one of our volunteers, just call the Commission on Aging, 203-862-6710, and we will have someone call you on a regular basis. There are many opportunities, $2.99 to you. After this mass mailing goes out, we're asking people to opt in to the next issue. So that folks that don't want to receive, you know, these printed pieces from us and can access them electronically, we'll take them off of our mail list. Otherwise, you know, we're really trying to see who out there, you know, wants this and what else we can do to connect with people.
I have a question for you on the mailer. How are you funding that? Is that through?
Just through the town and the department. So, you know, it's, we're all looking at our budgets and what's funded. And so if we're not expending all of the money, perhaps that had been dedicated toward, you know, daily food program or transportation, reallocating toward outreach. And it's a little difficult. There are budget shortfalls. And if anyone would like to help support any of the initiatives that we have that are now ongoing. And many of these things will be here even in a non-COVID environment, right? I think virtual programming is here to stay. Any donation to the Friends of the Greenwich Senior Center would be greatly appreciated.
We talked about that before we went on air, that because of COVID, so many people are opting out of any kind of fundraising, you know, event this year, obviously for obvious reasons. So to have funds to not only completely do a complete pivot on your program. Now what we've done along and done a really good job at, we've got to make a complete turnaround and figure out how we do it now with less funding. Certainly is challenging. It's challenging regardless, but it makes it more challenging. So
right, absolutely.
You want to bring that up?
It's less funding and it's less staff because we're not operating, you know, with our full complement of staff as well. And the community has been supportive and generous, and we trust that will continue. The road ahead is not known to any of us, but we do know that people are now aware of who they could call, perhaps a little bit more so than in the past. And one beautiful program, if we just have a couple moments left.
Absolutely.
On Connect is a new journaling for well-being program. This program is led by a certified bereavement counselor, and it's not grief counseling that you're entering into. But again, remember, we've all experienced loss. You know, some, sadly, it's the loss, the true loss through passing on of loved ones. But for others, it's the loss of routine. It's the loss of, you know, anything that was important to you, how life has become constricted for many. And it's the loss of time for older adults. Time, perhaps, you know, that they don't have, you know, extra of. And of course, none of us know how much time we have, you know, in this world. But understanding, you know, it's, you know, no contact with grandkids or no touch with grandkids. And we all know the importance of human touch and you know, connectedness. So our journaling program is really something, it's a gift that you can give to yourself to be quiet and reflective, to learn how to do, whether it's gratitude journaling or to chronicle what your experience has been. It relieves stress. It gets you directly connected with what are these thoughts that I'm having? You know, why am I feeling this way? And outcomes are generally very positive. So this program will launch on September 23rd with Terry Agliardo. It's through the sponsorship of Jen Graziano, Cox and Graziano Funeral Home. And Terry is been on our Connect program multiple times. I tell you, I don't know anyone that doesn't feel good, myself included, after you listen to Terry, who can help.
And is it a weekly program or?
We're starting out with two sessions, September 23rd, and then there's a second program in October. We'll actually, you know, send out a journal to the folks that would like to participate. If they want a separate little booklet that they can journal in, or at least to start this journey in, we're more than happy to do that. And
Lori, that sounds like a great program. We've got just a couple minutes, a couple seconds left. So yeah. I just wanted to say thank you so much. And I want to make sure that people know they can contact the Greenwich Senior Center.
Yes.
Should they have any information on this, either through website or calling the town office. And
yes.
I thank you again.
Thank you so
great
much.
Great information.
Thank you.
It's Michelle Thomas with The Good Living Show, and we hope to see you back here in just another week.
AM 1490 and FM 105.5 WGCH Greenwich.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of people are dead and the fires continue to rage in several western states, especially in California. President Trump visiting there yesterday, viewing some of the devastation.